A new study from the IZA, Institute of Labor Economics, estimates that about 1,500 more babies were born in Wisconsin as a direct result of the decision. Caitlin Myers is an economics professor at Middlebury College and one of the study's authors.
That number suggests that about 1 in 5 people in Wisconsin who wanted an abortion and would have obtained one if Wisconsin's facilities had remained open were not able to obtain an abortion because they closed.
Myers says that because there were no abortion providers in Wisconsin, people in the state had to drive an average of 44 miles farther to get to a clinic. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin resumed abortions in September following a Dane County judge's ruling, which is being appealed. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.